All right, here we go. It is Friday. We've had a holiday week. If you're like me and you put your garbage out today on Friday, which is garbage day in my neighborhood, you realize that you didn't need to put it out till tomorrow. It's been one of those kind of days for me. It's good to be with you, though, as always, here on Drive Time. Jason here, Dan here. We are ready for a little bit of Cardi Sharks. Are you ready to go? We have two contestants, Dan. Let's do it. Let's hit the hits. Oh, yeah. There it is. Sometimes it takes a minute. You know, we got a computer upgrade. They upgraded our operating system around here. And you know what worked better?
You sure about
that?
The
old one.
You sure about that?
Oh, my gosh. It turns out you cannot upgrade the software on a 14-year-old computer. It just is like, I'm not interested. Should I just read the dang poem? Is that what? Put this in the company newsletter. There's some corporate poobah who's coming to town like next week or the week after. I've got some things to say. Cardi Sharks. The wolves, they are done, and the lynx, well, they rule. A hot weekend looms, so head for a pool. But if it's coolness you want, we will show you the way. Play the coolest of card games. It's Cardi Sharks Day. Angie in Forest Lake, you're on the way to the cabin. Angie, I bet you're having a better Friday than we are with our computers over here. I'll tell you that much.
It sounds like it.
I'm going to be okay. I'm not that mad about it, but there is something about the software upgrade that has you questioning what exactly an upgrade is.
Yes, I understand, and I feel your pain.
All right, where's the cabin? Were you off with the whole family this weekend?
Just my husband and I, and the cabin is in Luck, Wisconsin, so I'm hoping that will bring me some luck today.
I like that. I like that. Luck, Wisconsin is beautiful. It's in a great part of the state and a nice little escape for you guys this weekend. I hope you have air conditioning, right?
We do.
Okay, good. It's going to be a hot one. Angie, stand by. George is in Longville. Hi, George. How are you?
Wonderful. And yourself?
You know, we're getting through. We're getting through. George, do you know anything about upgrading computer software? That's
absolutely not.
Same with me. My son is a computer science major, and he just started a new internship at this manufacturing company out in the western suburbs. And he told me that so far, if you tell anyone that you work in computing, they think that you know how to set up their computer and their iPad and their phone. And I'm like, well, what do you do? You're a college kid. Like, if somebody comes to you and wants you to set up their iPad, you know, you're a computer programmer. You're not an IT guy. And he's like, Dad, it's my second day on the internship. Like, I set up the guy's iPad is what I do. I'm like, all right. Seems like
call him in.
That's right. That seems like I should call him in. Well, I don't know if we can afford him, Dan. I mean, that's sort of the problem.
I'm fairly confident we can't afford him, and we like him. Why would we want to subject him to this?
That is true. Angie and George, I'm glad to have you guys with us. We're playing for a $50 gift card to Jester Concepts Restaurants. I was just at Starling in Edina last night. Beautiful, lush greenery in there. This beautiful bar. Really nice people working there. But you can use it at PS Steak or Parlor or any of the Jester restaurants. But first, you got to win the game. Here's how we play. We start with a survey of 100 people. One of you will give an answer. Angie will give a number between 0 and 100. George will say higher or lower. And then we go to the board. Behind me, I've got five cards, five red ones, five blue ones dealt out. And we'll go higher and lower. And that's how we do it. Angie, you're up first. We asked 100 high school kids, when you're in your 30s, would you rather be married or single? How many high school kids said they would rather be married? Oh, you think back to your own high school days, Angie. What do you think?
Well, I think that this, the current times, we have less high school kids interested in getting married, but I'm going to say 48.
48, says Angie. You didn't marry your high school sweetheart, did you?
I did not.
Yeah. I married my college girlfriend. So that we're old now. We've been together a while. George, what do you think? Angie said 48. Do you think it's higher or lower? The number of high school kids who say they would rather be married. George thinks it's lower. The actual number of high school kids who said, when I'm in my 30s, I would rather be married, is 81, way higher. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, a little surprising, but Angie, good news for you. That means you get control of the board. Do you want the red cards or the blue cards, Angie?
Red.
Angie goes red, and your opening card is a 9. Not a great opener, but you can change that 9 if you want. It's up to you, Angie. Do you want to change it or do you want to play the 9?
I'm going to try and change it.
All right. Smart move. Angie will change the 9. And the 9 becomes a 3. A 3. Much nicer card for you there, Angie. Higher or lower than a 3?
I'm going to go higher.
All right. Higher than a 3. It is a jack. It is higher. That's a nice start. And you're off and running. You can freeze at any time if you want to preserve your progress. But right now you've got a jack. You want to go higher, lower, or freeze?
I'm going to go lower.
All right. Lower than a jack. It is a 10. It is lower than a jack. And you're in pretty decent shape. That 10, it can be a tricky card. What do you want to do there? Angie, freeze or go for it?
I'm going to go ahead and freeze.
All right. Angie preserves the progress.
Hold firm.
I think that's smart. And if you win the question, you can maybe change that 10. But we'll give George the next question, which is to dog owners. George, do you have a dog?
I have two of them.
Two dogs. What kind of dogs do you have?
Black Labs.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful dog. All right. Well, we asked 100 dog owners, have you ever thrown a birthday party for your dog? Where do you stand on the dog birthday party, George?
I go with 0, but my wife would definitely want to do that.
I had a dog. I mean, if you listen to this show, you sort of can guess my view on these things. But we never had a birthday party for Baxter. Maybe I would be a better pet owner if I did. I don't know. Yeah, no for me. How many dog owners admitted that they have had a birthday party for their dog? What do you think, George?
I'm going to go 43%.
All right, 43, says George. Angie, do you have a dog?
I do.
Is the dog in the car on the way to the cabin with you guys?
He's not. He actually rode with my husband this morning, so he's already there.
Ah, what kind of dog do you have?
So I have the miniature or mini Bernedoodle, who's 20 pounds, and he goes to work with us 2 to 3 times a week. And yes, we have given him 2 of his 3 birthdays.
Yeah. Mini Bernedoodle, it's pretty much implied. I mean, as soon as you said it's a mini Bernedoodle, I can picture the birthday hat. And was there a cake? What do you do at a dog birthday party?
Yes, they make puppy dog cakes that you share with the dog. And, of course, then all of our human friends got cupcakes.
I don't know. I mean, if I were invited to a dog birthday party, I would for sure go. I would go, and I would make fun of you for doing it.
I was going to say, whoever invited you would have to know that was going to become a segment on the radio following.
It's just content at that point. Like, for sure, I would go. That's pretty good. What's your dog's name, Angie?
Harley.
Harley. Very good. All right, well, what do you think? George said 43 admitted that they had a dog birthday party. Do you think it's higher or lower?
Well, I think George is a pretty a sophisticated player in making it tough. I'm going to go higher.
All right. The actual number. Oh, we'll find out in just a minute. There's that music. We'll find out. Angie in Forest Lake, George in Longville. How many? And you can text in if you have thoughts on dog birthday parties. 651-461-9226. Drive Time coming back. All right, in the middle of Card D-Sharks, I love this question of our two contestants. And by the way, we're getting lots of nice texts that people are enjoying watching Card D-Sharks. So you can see it. I just shared it on my Facebook page. But YouTube is the best way to do it. YouTube and the WCCO radio channel give us a follow there. Angie in Forest Lake is on the way to the cabin. George is in Longville. The question before we went to break, we asked 100 dog owners, have you ever thrown a birthday party for your dog? George said 43. Angie, you said?
Higher.
Higher. The actual number of dog owners who admitted they threw a birthday party for their dog is 43. George hit it right on the nose. How about that?
I win.
Wow.
I win.
Wow.
George, I think that's all.
I said he was a good player.
You did, yeah. And Angie knew it. Angie knew it. But, George, I think that's only like the second time that has happened in all the time that we played the game.
We had people get close, but on the screws like that, that's rare.
So, George, you get your turn at the cards. The cards are blue. And you start with a five. You have a five. You can keep it or change it and go higher or lower. What do you think?
I'm going to change it.
All right. Five is a little bit of a scary card. So we're going to change that five and turn it into a nine. I don't know that that helped anybody, George. Sorry about that. But you're on a nine. You got nothing to lose. So what the heck? Higher or lower?
I'm going to go lower.
All right. Lower than a nine? It is a four. It is lower than a nine. And maybe that change turned out pretty good for you. You've got a four now. Higher, lower, or do you want a free?
I'm going to go higher.
Higher than a four? It is an ace. It is higher.
Oh, look out now.
And, George, you've got two cards separating you from victory. You're on that ace. An ace is high. So I don't think anyone's going to be too shocked by what you're going to do. Higher or lower?
I'm going to go lower.
Lower than an ace? It is a seven. It is lower than an ace. And now you have a decision to make. That's seven right in the middle. You only have one card to call. But if you're wrong, you lose all of this stuff.
A lot of progress lost.
I know. What do you want to do? You want to freeze or you want to roll the dice?
And how many cards does she have left to do?
She has two left to go.
Oh.
I know.
I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go higher.
I like it.
Here we go.
I like it. This is for all the marbles for $50 to the Gesture Concepts restaurant. Higher than a seven. It is higher. It's
oh
an eight.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
wow.
My goodness.
Yes.
How about that?
Well,
woof.
That's go big or go home, George.
That's right.
You did it.
George did it. How about that? That was fun. Right?
That was awesome.
You had a couple tricky ones, that is for sure. Good stuff. Congratulations, George.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Angie, you played a heck of a game. You just got run over by a great contestant. If you were to play on this 10, what would you do, higher or lower?
I would go lower.
Lower. It's an 8. And then you would have to see if you have any guts. What would you do on the 8?
Now I'm going to go higher. Go big or go home, remember?
Oh, and you would have got it, too. It was a queen.
Wow.
Pretty good. Two good contestants.
Yeah.
You guys are great. Angie, we love you. Thanks for listening and for calling in, and have a great weekend in luck at the cabin.
Thank you so much.
And
congratulations, George.
Oh, so nice.
Thank you.
We have the nicest listeners.
We really do.
It's sort of surprising considering the host. But the listeners are really fantastic. George, stay on the line. You are getting a $50 gift card thanks to my friend Brent and the whole team at Gesture Concepts. You can use it at Starling in Edina or at any of their restaurants. So we'll get that out to you in the mail next week. Stay on the line and Dan will get your information.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Good stuff. Thanks, George. That's Card D Sharks. We do it every Friday and we thank the team at Gesture for their support.
If you had to pick a Gesture Concepts restaurant to go to.
Ooh.
And only one.
Okay.
Which one are you picking?
P.S. Steak.
You didn't even have to think about that.
No. Although, like, day in, day out, Parlor. So, Parlor, you got...
Okay, so if it was, you have to pick one, and that's the only one you can go
life,
to for the rest
Parlor.
Of your life. Okay.
Parlor. Yeah.
All right. You can't go wrong with any of them.
No. And now they just bought Rustica.
Ooh.
And I love the Rustica Bakery. They have great coffee. They have terrific bread. I would really like a Rustica in Maple Grove.
Hint, hint.
Closed circuit to Jester. Let's go. Bring it to Maple Grove. That's Card to Sharks. We appreciate everybody listening and everybody who followed along on YouTube as well. We are going to break, and I'm very interested in this next conversation because today, President Donald Trump put hundreds of Minnesota communities on this sort of on notice, like 20, I guess, 20 counties and then all these cities on sanctuary notice. But one of the county commissioners is like, hey, this is a screw up. We shouldn't be on the list. We'll talk with one of the county commissioners from Wright County, Kirby Moyna, in just a minute here on Drive Time. The Trump administration and the Department of Homeland Security has put 500 sanctuary jurisdictions around the country on notice. They're on this list that the DHS put out. And obviously, right now, there's so much concern about illegal immigration. The reality is, since the Trump administration cracked down on the border, we haven't seen the same volume of illegal crossings. But a lot of the policy discussion has been about what to do with illegal people who are here illegally. Do we hunt them all down, send them back, whatever? That's the policy discussion. So the federal government put all these cities and counties on this list, trying to get people who support the Trump administration mad, to call the county and call the city and be like, knock it off. We want to protect our borders. So when WCCO Radio put a story out on social media today, one of the responses was from Kirby Moyna, who is a commissioner for Wright County. And he's with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline right now. Kirby, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you represent, like, you know, the part of Wright County, we're talking like Delano and Waverly and a bunch of the townships out there. But Wright County is on the list. When you saw them on the list, what was your reaction?
Well, I couldn't believe it. You know, and I, within an hour of this story getting put out, I was getting emails and messages from people in my district specifically, just saying, hey, what's going on with this? Why are we on this list? And do you have any more information on this? And, you know, I had reached out to our county administrator and our board chair right away and talked with our sheriff as well. And by everything that I've found and been told, we shouldn't be on this list. And, you know, I'd like them to just to correct that. And we've reached out to our congressman, Tom Emmer's office, and just let them know that we think that this is a mistake. And, you know, I think things are pretty positive that, you know, this is going to get corrected. But it I don't think we ever should have been on that list to begin with.
So the DHS defines a sanctuary jurisdiction. And, you know, many counties or cities have taken big votes to declare themselves sanctuaries. So like Minneapolis and St. Paul, for example, have both said we are a sanctuary city. And, you know, I think reasonable people can have a debate as to whether or not, if you declare yourself a sanctuary, are you, you know, I think the federal government says you're obstructing the enforcement of federal laws. These cities or counties would say, well, we're not obstructing, but we're just not we're not doing it. We're not obstructing it. You can do your job, but we're not assisting. What is the policy in Wright County? And then I'm going to tell you my theory as to how you ended up on this list, because I do have a theory as to what happened here.
So I've got a little bit of a two-part answer for that. So first off, you know, counties, we don't have the statutory authority to lead on immigration investigations for, you know, illegal immigrants. That is all ICE and DHS. Right. And if they call and say, we're doing this and we need support, We'll be there. Wright County is going to help them. We support law enforcement, and we support our law enforcement partners on the federal level in Wright County. So if they call and say, we need help with this, or, you know, this is what we're doing, we're there to help them. It's just like, you know, we had a bomb threat issue in Buffalo a number of years ago, which isn't in my district. But,
yep,
you know, as soon as that
part of
happened,
Wright County, I remember that
exactly.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and there was response from all the neighboring counties, from the federal government, from the state agencies, everybody working together, which is how law enforcement should be. They're partners, and they need to work together on this, and we'll work with the federal government as long as they reach out and ask us. But it's the federal government's responsibility to handle immigration, and it's not the county's.
The federal government says the list was compiled using whether they identify themselves as sanctuary jurisdictions, how much they've complied already, if they have restrictions, all of this stuff. And the reason that counties, now obviously you're hearing from residents who are like, wait a minute, this is Wright County. I don't think Wright County is, Wright County is a pretty Republican county, let's be honest. Like if I were to pick a county in Minnesota that I would think would be declaring itself a sanctuary county, Buffalo, Minnesota is not at the top of my list. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So my theory, I did a Google search, Wright County sanctuary, just knowing that this administration has a little bit of a history of using data scraping and AI and ChatGPT in trying to find, you know, citations for various, like yesterday there was a bit of a scandal over what came out of RFK's office and this report that the federal government had put out where it turned out a lot of the citations were not real, that it was appeared to be like a ChatGPT type thing. If you search Wright County and sanctuary, there are a couple of news stories about Wright County being a sanctuary county for the Second Amendment. So I wonder if the data scrapers saw Wright County sanctuary county, even though what the county has been saying is that it is a sanctuary county intending to stand for Second Amendment rights, for the right to carry a weapon, to have a gun, to self-protection, not when you use the phrase sanctuary county. I wonder, and this was before you were elected, this happened in 2020, but I wonder if that got scraped up.
That's a better theory than what I have. I mean, I think it's a great question to ask how we got on that. And, you know, we don't know. We'd like to know.
Yeah, they should have to justify sure it, right? They should have to at least tell the counties, like, hey, this is why you're on the list.
You know, and the executive order was generally kind of vague, it was executive order 14287. And, you know, it just had talked about there that if you're on this list and we notify you and you're not off the list in 30 days after we notify you, then we could take away federal funding that comes to your county or your city or whatever municipality it is. And, you know, that's a big hit for any municipality to take on. And, you know, in 2023, Wright County had over $17 million in federal funding that came to just the county. And when we've already are talking about potential increases in our levy because of state funding shifts, we can't afford, and our taxpayers can't afford, to have any more funding be taken away from the counties and put on their backs.
Yeah, some of these counties on this list, and I'm sure you look at this list also, and there are a lot of Minnesota counties on the list. I mean, I am skeptical that, you know, Pipestone and Otter Tail and Stearns County and Watonwan County. I mean, to me, like, that's a little surprising, some of these counties that are on the list.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Well, it is, you know, I think even if you agree with what the Trump administration is trying to do when it comes to fighting against illegal immigration, you know, this kind of stuff, like it drives me crazy, because I think we need more care shown when you're talking about, you know, serious funding to our counties. And these are the people. It's like these are to your neighbors and to our friends here.
Yeah, I mean, if there's any reduction in funding, and if we don't increase, you know, levies and tax rates on our residents, that means the level of service that they get goes down. And that directly impacts the people that are on the lowest end of the income spectrum when you don't have these services available or they're not as available anymore.
What's Wright County doing about this? Kirby Moyna, county commissioner in Wright County, what are you guys doing as far as it is, your U.S. rep is on the case?
Yeah, our county administrator had reached out to Congressman Tom Emmer's office and just said, hey, we don't think that we should be on this. Can you help us fix this and let us know what we need to do to make sure that we don't get on this list in the future? And, you know, they're having those conversations, and I'm pretty confident that we're going to get this solved and Wright County will be taken off the list. But, you know, it's it's just something to say that we shouldn't have been on it from the beginning, and I hope that they figure it out so this doesn't happen again.
Really appreciate the time, Kirby Moyna. We'll stay on the case, too. Make sure you keep us up to date. But, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do, but we don't need to be sweeping up counties in this that have nothing to do with it, you know?
I agree completely, and thanks for having me.
Kirby Moyna from Wright County joining us here on CCO. I mean, a lot of question marks for me when I looked at that DHS list. And, you know, we also can't just be making up. Like, oh, well, these counties say they're sanctuary counties. These counties don't cooperate enough. Like, give me a break with some of this stuff. It's just ridiculous.
It's going to be really interesting to find out, A, if it's happened to Wright County, how many other municipalities across the country got scraped up in this that don't belong on there. And then to your theory, was it really just as simple as the data mining operation with not enough quality parameters in it, and that's how they generated this list?
But you look at these counties, I mean, to me it just defies logic when you look at Anoka County, Goodhue County, Le Sueur County. I mean, honestly, these are the counties that the Republican president is saying are not cooperating enough with the federal government. I mean, just, it's ridiculous. And even going after Hennepin County and Ramsey County, like, there are other ways to go about this, including legal challenges to those counties if you think they're not doing the job. Just yanking their money is preposterous. 446, speaking of money, graduation season is here. If you have a kid in the zone of high school graduation time, how much are we supposed to give as a present? What is the standard right now? I have so many grad parties on the calendar. I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. 651-461-9226. What is the going rate, if you will? We'll talk about that when we come back. So I was watching my guy Chris Eggert, fills in here on CCO, watching him on Channel 5 today. And while he was talking about Der Wiener Schlinger, you're familiar with Der Wiener Schlinger, right?
Yeah, unfortunately I am.
Chris said, so this weekend it's Grill Fest at CHS
yes.
Field. And Chris on TV today said that the Wiener Schlinger, which is like a hot dog gun,
yeah,
that you get to like shoot hot dogs into the like a target or something. He asked if people who can't afford to buy tickets to Grill Fest, if they just put them down on the field and then you shoot hot dogs. I'm like,
at them?
At them.
That's how they get into the deal.
That's how they get into the deal.
Seems a little bit much.
I mean, it does seem a little offensive, but also pretty funny. Wouldn't you like to?
Well, I don't know. What kind of velocity are we talking about?
Well, I'm getting sidetracked.
I mean,
just enjoy the humor. Shooting hot dogs at the people who didn't want to pay to get in is funny. It's just objectively funny. So he was talking about how this weekend he's got like 6 grad parties to go to. And I can relate to this because when you have a graduating high school senior, you do get invited to their friends' stuff. And so our first grad party is tomorrow. Now, Sam is working. Like, do I have to go? Do I have to go to Connor's grad party?
If Sam's not going to be there, you don't have to go.
Sam's got a job. I don't know. You feel like you have to go to these things. I got Connor on Sunday. I got Kai next Saturday. I got Steph Schimpf's kids. On the 8th, there are 1, 2, 6.
Oh, goodness.
It's like the neighbors invite you.
Sure.
It's very nice. But like,
well,
I think it's nice. It's nice to get invited. Don't you think it's nice? You would rather not be invited?
Well, okay, so my cynical alarm is going off.
You just think it's a money grab.
I mean,
of course it's a money grab.
Well, but then you can't really say it's nice if
it's still
just,
nice
if
because
they just want your money.
What I'm going to do is invite all of them to Sam's party.
Well, see, that's it. If you
so
can,
then you're
if
like,
there's a quid pro quo here.
There's
then,
a little quid pro quo.
Okay. I've got one tomorrow in Hanover, and I'm trying to, do you need a real ID to get out there? Is that part of the?
Hanover is like 20 minutes from Maple Grove. It's so close.
That's out there.
They got a great barbecue place. There's the River Inn. There's two restaurants in Hanover, the River Inn and a Big Boar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big Boar is pretty good.
I love the family, so I'm going.
So you're going.
I just
what is the present? How much?
Like an extra tank of gas.
What is the going rate? Because looking at all these parties, if I go to them, yeesh.
It's going to add up in a hurry.
Right. Texters. Weigh in, because I need your advice. It's 651-461-9226. One texter says $20 to $25.
Seems a little light, doesn't it?
I don't know. I think...
Does it depend on the relationship?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I think so, right? Like, if it's...
I mean, you would give more to family than you would to just some random dude.
Yes. But... Yeah. $50, says another texter.
That's kind of where I was thinking.
Feels right.
Yeah, that feels kind of in the group.
I think that anything is nice. Like a kid. So here's the thing with this. A kid doesn't judge, oh, this was a bad gift.
Oh, no.
Because to a kid, it's just money.
Right.
And you're like, this is awesome. Whether it's $10 or $20, a kid loves it.
All adds up.
You know who judges? Me.
Parents, yeah.
You better believe at Sam's graduation party that I am going to look at every dang gift. And if you're a cheap ass, you're going to hear it from me. That's all I'm saying. You're on notice, Cook.
I was going to give Sammy 50 cents.
Oh, very good. CBS News and D Rush Hour coming up.